goals coming at the right times for you?
I think so. You know, the second one in particular, I thought we were the better team first half. They had, I think, one chance. We had a great chance when we broke and Brownie played Jack. Keepers made an half-decent save. And then they get the goal and kind of felt it was coming, but I mean, there were a few decisions that I'd have to look back on, but the lads seemed absolutely adamant about an offside, and then free kicks that they were given. You know, it seemed to be the ref didn't give it to the linesman flagged, and then vice versa. All going against us, really. And then, you know, the goal that we got, a great ball from Lenny, and again, Diz getting into the box, good finish to the side of the keeper. And then it wasn't just a case of seeing it out, but they were obviously going to throw men forward, bring someone of the calibre of Lee Hughes on. You know, there's going to still be one or two airy moments. There was probably one in particular that you got a better view from the free kick. Once it had got so far, presumed it was just going to nestle in the far corner. Went narrowly wide, and after that, you know, I think we saw the game out OK, but I think it's a big 3 points for us, and really pleased to get those points after the break that we've had.
Very open game. Was it a little bit too open for you at times?
First half it was all right. Second half, I kind of thought it got to about the 60-minute mark, and then it almost both teams just went really open, and maybe a bit of almost tiredness. I don't know why it was. The conditions with the wind. It was tricky out there, but I thought both teams, you know, tried to play. So it did get a little too open. I thought second half we didn't take care of the football well enough, and that probably contributed for it going end to end. But you know, overall, I can't fault the players. Another good shift from them, and like I said, three valuable points.
14 goals now for Lenny, 12 in the league. He must be very pleased for him for that. And yet again, the goal that he got tonight was almost sort of chasing a lost cause. It was looked like a keeper's ball, didn't it?
Yeah, I'll be honest. As the ball was sort of, I mean, it's a fantastic ball in from Carl Magner, I have to say. And then when Lenny was going, I thought he just sort of was going to come out second best. And I hadn't sort of looked away, but I lost my view and I thought that the keeper must have got it in his hands, but then sort of read the reaction of the crowd and looked back and saw the ball rolling in. So, you know, delighted for Lenny. He was sat with sort of angry with himself at half time because he hadn't got hold of the ball as well as what he would have liked. I said to him, you know, pulling a face and being down in the dressing room, you know, it's fine having standards, but not going to change it by sitting there with a glum expression on his face. And he's done extremely well and battled for us, putting the assist tonight, like I said, is a large part to us winning the game.
You mentioned some of the decisions. To go back to their goal, the linesman seemed to be signalling that there was somebody on the far side playing everybody on.
He said Danny Parslow when I asked. I wouldn't like to say 100%. All I would say is quite often you get a general feeling, you know, the crowd, the players. But they were one or two, you know, and even first half, Daniel Parslow's tackle, I didn't really think, well, it was definitely not a foul in my opinion, same as the lad Oliver, when he put a strong tackle in on JP on the far side. My question was, what's the difference? I thought they were both just good, strong tackles where they've cleanly won the ball.
Carl Magne coming across on the left-hand side again, having another great game. I mean, he's been a tremendous signing for you, hasn't he?
He's done okay, Carl, yeah. Yeah, he's really helped us when, you know, strangely for us, when you look at his previous time with us, that he's been out, you know, for periods this year. Obviously, not a lot certainly can do with the first injury and others. I'm sure he wants to be out there, but it's benefited us massively by having someone, and it isn't a pat for myself on the back, but as in I was looking for a player that could fill in different positions, and that's why, you know, Carl ticks those boxes. But in truth, he has, you know, done better than I think anyone could have imagined.
Yeah, because sometimes players in playing a lot of positions end up being quite good in all of them and not very good in any of them, but he's sort of been really good in all of them.
Yeah, he's been excellent, and I still think deep down he might feel that he's a centre-half, which is probably the position that he hasn't really played. For me, I think his quality on the ball, he'd be slightly wasted at this level, at least in terms of playing at centre half. So, you know, I've told him that, and I think, you know, he's just happy to be playing and playing in a team that's at the right end of the table.
Got a brave header towards the end. Got a whack on his head from Craig Disley. Is he okay?
I think so. He seemed a bit disorientated at one time, but he seemed to find his senses when the final whistle went, at least. So I'm sure he'll be fine. You know, he's a tough lad, and I think the 3 points make it a little bit easier.
Tricky time over Christmas for footballers and managers. What are your plans now over the next few days?
Watch Macclesfield tomorrow. You know, we've got two games coming up against them. They're at Alfreton, which is ideal. It's not too far for me to travel. Take that game in and do a bit of homework on them. And then, you know, next week we'll be back into training and preparing. And realistically, as plans over the Christmas period have worked okay in the past, we'll stick to the same sort of routine and look forward to some very big games.
So will there be training Christmas Day?
No, we haven't trained Christmas Day under myself. And we've always gone and got a good result on Boxing Day. Hopefully that'll continue.
Paul, thanks for joining us.
Cheers.